Section 5. Being in shape to ride. Riding a motorcycle is a demanding and complex task. Skilled riders pay attention to the riding environment and to operating the motorcycle, identifying potential hazards, making good judgments, and executing decisions quickly and skillfully. Your ability to perform and respond to changing road and traffic conditions is influenced by how fit and alert you are. Alcohol and other drugs, more than any other factor, degrade your ability to think clearly and to ride safely. As little as one drink can have a significant effect on your performance, as can certain drugs, prescription or not. Let's look at the risks involved in riding after drinking or using drugs. What to do to protect yourself and your fellow riders is also examined. Why this information is important. Alcohol is a major contributor to motorcycle crashes, particularly fatal crashes. Studies show that 40% to 45% of all riders killed in motorcycle crashes had been drinking. One-third of those riders had a blood alcohol concentration above legal limits. The rest had only a few drinks in their systems, enough to impair riding skills. In the past, drug levels have been harder to distinguish or have not been separated from drinking violations for the traffic records. But riding under the influence of either alcohol or drugs poses physical and legal hazards for every rider. Drinking and drug use is a bigger problem among motorcyclists than it is among automobile drivers. Motorcyclists are more likely to be killed or severely injured in a crash. In crashes that involve abuse of substances, injuries occur in 90% of motorcycle crashes compared to 33% of automobile crashes. On a yearly basis, 2,100 motorcyclists are killed and about 50,000 are seriously injured in this type of crash. These statistics are too overwhelming to ignore. By becoming knowledgeable about the effects of alcohol and other drugs, you will see that riding and substance abuse don't mix. Take positive steps to protect yourself and to prevent others from injuring themselves. Alcohol and other drugs in motorcycle operation. No one is immune to the effects of alcohol or drugs. Friends may brag about their ability to hold their liquor or perform better on drugs, but alcohol or drugs makes them less able to think clearly and perform physical tasks skillfully. Judgment and the decision-making processes needed for vehicle operation are affected long before legal limits are reached. Many over-the-counter, prescription, and illegal drugs have side effects that increase the risk of riding. It is difficult to accurately measure the involvement of particular drugs in motorcycle crashes. But we do know what effects various drugs have on the process involved in riding a motorcycle. We also know that the combined effects of alcohol and other drugs are more dangerous than either as alone. Alcohol in the body. Alcohol enters the bloodstream, tissue and organs quickly. Unlike most foods and beverages, it does not need to be digested. Within minutes after being consumed, it reaches the brain and begins to affect the drinker. The major effect alcohol has is to slow down and impair bodily functions, both mental and physical. Whatever you do less well after consuming alcohol. Alcohol concentration. Alcohol concentration, AC, is the amount of alcohol in the body. Generally, it takes 11 halves to 2 hours to eliminate from your body the alcohol in one drink. However, a variety of other factors may also influence the level of alcohol retained. The more alcohol in your body, the greater the degree of impairment. Three factors play a major part in determining AC. The amount of alcohol you consume. How fast you drink. Your body weight. Other factors also contribute to the way alcohol affects your system. Your gender, physical condition, and food intake are just a few that may cause your AC level to be even higher. But the full effects of these are not completely known. Alcohol may still accumulate in your body even if you are drinking at a rate of one drink per hour. Abilities and judgment can be affected by that one drink. A 12-ounce can of beer, a mixed drink with one shot of liquor and a 5-ounce glass of wine all contain the same amount of alcohol. The faster you drink, the more alcohol accumulates in your body. If you drink 2 drinks in an hour, at the end of that hour at least one drink will remain in your bloodstream. There are times when a larger person may not accumulate as high a concentration of alcohol for each drink consumed. They have more blood and other bodily fluids. But because of individual differences, it is better not to take the chance that abilities and judgment have not been affected. Whether or not you are legally intoxicated is not the real issue. Impairment of judgment and skills begins well below the legal limit. Alcohol and the law. Alcohol laws. Operating while intoxicated, OWI. You can be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol if you have a prohibited alcohol concentration, PAC. Consequences of conviction. Years ago, first offenders had a good chance of getting off with a small fine and participation in alcohol abuse classes. Today, the laws of most states impose stiff penalties on drinking operators. And those penalties are mandatory, meaning that judges must impose them. If you are found guilty of an OWI violation and it is your first conviction, you will be fined and your license will be revoked for 6 months or more. The penalties are even more severe for second and subsequent convictions. You could face a minimum 1 year revocation with no occupational license during that period. All vehicles that have your name on the title or registration may be subject to immobilization. If it is your third or greater conviction, your vehicle could be seized. And, to top it all off, in Wisconsin, OWI convictions remain on your driving record for life. Implied consent. If a police or traffic officer asks you to take a PAC test, you must comply. If you refuse, you will lose your driver license for at least 1 year. Absolute sobriety or not a drop. Drivers under age 21 can be arrested for driving with any amount of alcohol in their body. Drugged driving. Use of an NY measurable amount of a controlled substance is considered to be operating impaired and will be treated the same as an operating while intoxicated offense. Examples of restricted controlled substances are marijuana, heroin, LSD, PCP, cocaine, hallucinogens, narcotics, and methamphetamine. If you are stopped and an officer believes you are under the influence of a controlled substance, they may ask you to take a blood test which will be used to identify a detectable amount of a controlled substance. Refusal to take this blood test will be treated the same as refusal to take a chemical test for alcohol. Your license will be revoked. Should you have a valid prescription for a controlled substance, you can claim a defense by providing proof that you had a valid prescription for that drug at the time of the incident. Minimize the risks. Your ability to judge how well you are riding is affected first. Although you may be performing more and more poorly, you think you are doing better and better. The result is that you ride confidently, taking greater and greater risks. Minimize the risks of drinking and riding by taking steps before you drink. Control your drinking or control your riding. Don't drink or use drugs. Don't drink or use drugs. Once you start, your resistance becomes weaker. Setting a limit or pacing yourself are poor alternatives at best. Your ability to exercise good judgment is one of the first things affected by alcohol or drug use. Even if you have tried to drink or use drugs in moderation, you may not realize to what extent your skills have suffered from their impairing effects. Or, don't ride. If you haven't controlled your drinking or drug use, you must control your riding. Leave the motorcycle home, so you won't be tempted to ride. Arrange another way to get home. Wait. If you exceed your limit, wait until your system eliminates the alcohol or drug and its impairing effects. Remember, it takes 11 halves to 2 hours to eliminate each drink you have consumed. It may take much longer to eliminate the drugs. Step in to protect friends. People who have used drugs or have had too much to drink are unable to make a responsible decision. It is up to others to step in and keep them from taking too great a risk. No one wants to do this. It's uncomfortable, embarrassing, and thankless. You are rarely thanked for your efforts at the time. But the alternatives are often worse. There are several ways to keep friends from hurting themselves. Arrange a safe ride. Provide alternative ways for them to get home. Slow the pace of drinking. Involve them in other activities. Keep them there. Use any excuse to keep them from getting on their motorcycle. Serve them food and coffee to pass the time. Explain your concerns for their risks of getting arrested or hurt, or hurting someone else. Get friends involved. Use peer pressure from a group of friends to intervene. It helps to enlist support from others when you decide to step in. The more people on your side, the easier it is to be firm and the harder it is for the rider to resist. While you may not be thanked at the time, you will never have to say, "If only I had." Fatigue. Riding a motorcycle is more tiring than driving a car. On a long trip, you'll tire sooner than you would in a car. Avoid riding when you are tired. Fatigue can affect your control of the motorcycle. Protect yourself from the elements. Wind, cold, and rain make you tire quickly. Dress warmly. A windshield is worth its cost if you plan to ride long distances. Limit your distance. Experienced riders seldom try to ride more than about 6 hours a day. Take frequent rest breaks. Stop, and get off the motorcycle at least every 2 hours. Don't drink or use drugs. Artificial stimulants often result in extreme fatigue or depression when they start to wear off. Riders are unable to concentrate on the task at hand.